The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench, hour two with Carver High. So tell me I'm wrong about Izzo. And what do you think of his behavior and how he blames the media always that we got it all wrong and that he's merely, you know, coaching his kids and screaming and yelling and lighting them up and cussing them out and turning purple and grabbing them, pulling them, yanking them, screaming at them. But he's got everything under control. There's nothing wrong with him. Everywhere else, any other school in the country, anywhere else you treat kids like he does, you're fired. Now, there's not one coach like him anymore. Who's the coach that's like him? Frank Martin, he doesn't even matter anymore. Who is like Tom Izzo when it comes to the treatment of players? I know he loves his players. I know he loves coaching. I know he's a great coach. There's no denying his accomplishments and title and everything else. I think he's incredible. But I think now he's lost his mind. I mean, I think the guy's half nuts. I think he's got a temper on him. He can't control whatsoever. Not in the slightest. I think he's lost every game. It doesn't matter what it is. He's screaming and yelling at people. Refs, players, you name it.
No, look, I think it deserved to be asked after the game. If you watched, you know, which they showed a billion times, the incident in the hallway, the tunnel there going into the locker room. There was at one point where Izzo was looking at the guy and grabbing him on the back of his jersey. And he had this look in his eye like he was like in Mortal Kombat and he was going to run a finisher on the guy. Like he was going to, you know, rip his head off. You know, that's the eyes of Izzo at that one moment. You could just tell how raged he was. So it did deserve to be asked afterwards. It was not a normal incident. It's not something that you normally see when teams are going to the half or when teams are in timeouts on the bench. So Tom can sit there and tell you all he wants that it's a media-driven thing. It is not. You do not see that on the court every day.
Yeah, and do you think that he's, because I said today on Coast to Coast, I think he's on the verge of actually executing, frankly, an assault on one of these kids. I think he's gonna choke one of them or smack one of them or punch one of them one of these days. I think he's like right on the brink of a meltdown. I mean, he does it all the time. And then he blames the media. He always says the same thing, that we're all imagining things. Meanwhile, you watch him. All you have to do is watch. I don't need the media to help me watch a guy when he's turning purple, okay, coaching, and he's stomping and throwing his arms and screaming and yelling and spitting and turning purple, and his head looks like it's going to burst off his neck and fly up to the moon. Don't tell me anyone that does that has it all under control. I don't want to hear it. I mean, who are you kidding? There's not a shrink in the world that would watch that guy for a month. Every single highlight of him screaming and yelling and the way he treats people, the way he screams and yells at kids and at refs. You're going to tell me that there's a doctor on the face of the earth that's not going to say he's nuts? I mean, he's nuts.
No, it is beyond what you see from most guys throughout the country. Listen, in all sports, I mean, it just doesn't get to the levels of that anymore. Those days are gone, as they say.
Not with him. Not with him. And I'm telling you, he's going to snap one of these days, and he's going to hurt somebody. It's coming. I'll bet my life on it. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map Radio Network, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. So I'm watching the games as we speak with Carver High, and we're going to have Aaron Torres on here in a little bit. But here's the latest. Rutgers up 50-45 on Clemson, 7:48 left. They're up 5. Nova at the half up 1 on Winthrop. Winthrop giving Nova all kinds of problems tonight. Syracuse 46-29 on San Diego State with 13 minutes left. And Morehead State giving West Virginia problems. 24-23, Mountaineers, they're up 1. The one thing I'm noticing is that they're both hitting threes. West Virginia's got 14 fast break points. Morehead's got way more points in the paint. And the one thing that I've noticed, here's the Mountaineers missing free throws. So that'll be crucial at the end of this game, how many free throws you miss, because just rack up the points you miss on all those missed free throws, and that'll be the end, the difference in the game. All the missed free throws as this kid misses both. I mean, this kid's shooting bricks like he's a mortar. Anyway, here's the deal. I think Carver High, when you're watching, I don't know if you got your eyes on that Morehead game, but I think they're playing phenomenal defense against West Virginia. I mean, they are as fast as mosquitoes, and I mean, they are literally all up in their shack. I mean, they are so up in their shack, like, West Virginia, every single shot they're taking is completely contested. And I'm talking about they got somebody in their face the entire time. Every guy that touches the ball has got a guy on him like glue. And it reminds me of Loyola of Chicago, the Ramblers. They play that tight defense. That man, they just are aggressive. They're up in your face. When you shoot a shot, you got a hand in your face. You're contested on every shot. There's the alley-oop dunk for West Virginia. They're up 3. They can't get away. They can't separate from Morehead because I think for the most part, Morehead's played some great defense. It's Pharrell on the bench. I'll get it, Carver High. All right, so the best game right now going on is Clemson and Rutgers. How about the and one on the guy crawling up the tree on Trap with the bucket, and now goes to the line with 4:12 left with a chance to tie Rutgers at double nickels, and he makes it. 55 apiece, and that one, a good one going on there. I don't even care where the games are. They're all in I think Mackey, Bloomington.
They're all in Indianapolis. They're all in Indy.
Yeah, that one looks like that one I know for a fact is that I believe that's at the Bankers Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
This game.
And then they're at Hinkle. They're at Mackey. I saw they're at IUPU. They're there as well. At their gym. Right. So, yeah, they're all over the place.
Maybe I'm wrong. I can't even keep track of it all. They should probably, post that somewhere where they're playing the game. Because they're playing in several different locations. They are at Bankers Fieldhouse. I just saw it. I just saw it now on the bottom of the score. Tied at 55, unless I'm tripping. They just went to break and I missed it. There you go. And Nova's up 34-33 on Winthrop at the half. And Syracuse putting a beating on the Aztecs, 48-30. It must have been tough hearing me on Mightier 1090 all week talk about, how much I love San Diego and San Diego State, and that I was betting on Syracuse. No feelings, Carver High, when we're betting. No feelings. No friendships, no feelings, no locale. Can't have it. Can't have it. Although,
Gunner
wants to go there. There in Miami. He hasn't made his mind up yet. He wants to go to San Diego State or Miami.
Two good spots.
Well, I've taught him as a young man, the most important thing is chicks and bikinis.
Yeah.
In general, in life, I think that's the most important thing. Some people might say it's an education. Some people might say oxygen and water. I say it's bikinis. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's just, think about it. I mean, it really is crucial.
Yeah,
but anyway,
embarrassing. I mean, this is a joke. They got 30 points with 10 minutes to go in this game. I mean, they got 30 points.
They got clamped down, Carver High.
And I got this big dopey kid, number 21, on Syracuse. This kid on Syracuse, 21. Even he scored, not 21. That's Bayheim's kid. Who hasn't missed all night, by the way. I think he's like, 8 of 9 from 3. But they have this other big tree down low. 35. I mean, he just got some lucky bucket. Jeez. Syracuse, it never ends. It just never ends. Every year. Even the Aztecs couldn't save us. Ugh. And you know what's going to happen now,
he's getting
right?
Agita.
You know, and listen, you know what's going to happen next, right? For the great Syracuse, you watch.
San Diego!
This Morehead State team is going to somehow beat West Virginia tonight. So that way on Sunday, Syracuse can sit there and play Morehead State for a chance to go to the Sweet 16.
Because
how does it always happen? You know it always breaks
that's
that
how
way.
It happens.
For the great Bayheim, he's going to get – that's going to be the route for them to get there.
Listen, I think what you're doing there is you're right. You may be right. And you're also riding me on the stake bet. You're riding me on a stake.
I forgot about the stake with the lease. Well, it's not even a bet. It's like lease is not even giving you anything if West Virginia wins. I mean,
it's really not a bet, is it? It's simple. It's if West Virginia doesn't win, I'm buying stakes.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Right.
Like there should have been a caveat.
I don't have a problem.
There should have been a caveat that like if West Virginia covers the game, you should have got a stake. You know, that's
so I hit a ton of bets today. I hit a ton of bets today. But you're telling me after Joe was on Wednesday night, the only thing that matters is his one bet because he got all kinds of other bets wrong and I got him right. But the only game that matters is the one game, right? Is West Virginia Morehead. That's the only game that matters.
Well, yeah.
That's the bottom line of our entire conversation was one game. Because
right,
I said West Virginia was going to beat Morehead State's ass. And he said they're going to lose outright. I said, I will buy you a steak if they beat him outright. So I guess
that's my fault. That's how it happened.
It's my fault.
That's how it happened. But Joe's not exactly
me too.
Joe's not exactly stepping to the podium.
Fan.
He's not stepping to the podium with his Tennessee pick either. You know, I mean, the Joe had a couple that went down in flames today. And we all do.
Everybody has
rough days. Everybody, especially in a crazy tournament like this.
It's automatic.
It really is. So trust me, not everybody had Oral Roberts today. That's for sure.
Did you see the guy with the for Rutgers with the braids and the whole deal? He's got like the reggae braid beaded hairdo thing going. He's got like beads and long dread braids. Have you seen him? He's got the same name as my agent. Do you think it's my agent's son playing for the Rutgers down in New Brunswick?
Possible.
Where are they? Where are they? Piscataway or New Brunswick? What is this?
Piscataway.
Right. And what's in New Brunswick where they all live?
They might have a
couple
campuses. Yeah, they got a couple.
Oh, that's a different campus.
It's the state university, whatever it is. I know that Piscataway is where I believe.
So if I convince my son to go to school there, I get to pay like in state. It's like next to nothing to send him to college.
New Brunswick is the technical home.
Oh, well, Gunner wants to go to super expensive schools because, if he goes to San Diego State, it's going to cost me 250 grand. If he goes to Miami, it's going to cost me 300 grand. At least. Oh, my God. It just gives me I'm going to get Rhea right now. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get sick right now just thinking about it. I can't even believe it. But Rutgers is up 3 right now, but you got Clemson at the line, Carver High. What kind of action do you think Torres has? What kind of action do you think he's riding tonight?
I know that he's a UConn guy by trade. You know, that's where he went, and that's who he, you know, he loves. But he's also a West Coast guy, so I know he knows San Diego State very well. He's probably surprised
at
how San Diego didn't watch any of the film and got completely doors blown off here by Syracuse tonight. What an awful job. Jeez. And there is, by the way, a New Brunswick and a Piscataway campus for Rutgers.
That's what they
They do have a couple different campuses. So there you go.
Yeah, one of them has like crime at it.
Right. Well,
one of them has a fraternity party went awry last night in New Brunswick as bodies were found. It's constant. It happens all the time. There was a stabbing in New Brunswick last night. All you have to do is turn on the news and you'll hear about it. You know it's true. Like, you know what's funny? They act like I'm not supposed to tell the truth around here in New York City where we live, that there's not crime everywhere. Turn on the news. Have you seen the other day, Carver High? I saw a thing where they're like not picking up the garbage again, and there's like garbage everywhere. Do you know what happens in the summer when there's garbage everywhere in New York City? There's a lot of problems. Should I run for mayor, Carver High? What about you? We could get you out there, Carver High for governor. You could live in Gracie Mansion.
I don't think you want the headache. It's too much headache. You don't want the headache.
Do they open up your new hockey arena in the fall?
They do. Opens in October.
Is that right? Are you going to go over to the new, what are they going to call that? What are you saying the name of it is?
It's the official name is UBS Arena. The stable is where it's at the horse track, you know.
Right, you told me that one before. The stable is very good because
From barn to stable.
From barn to the stable. So we're going to track down Aaron Torres of Fox Sports and see what he thinks of these games. And we'll ask him about San Diego State and UCLA, their performance against Michigan State. I don't know if I want to talk about Izzo anymore. I don't think I want to go there. All right, Pharrell raging on a Friday night on the bench. Aaron Torres with the Aaron Torres podcast and Fox Sports is back on the show. And we've been talking about, first of all, Aaron, good to see you. I want to ask you, we've been talking about Syracuse and what they've done with that zone defense tonight to San Diego State. Now, as you know, we're on a Mightier 1090 in San Diego, so no offense to them, but I've been on the air all week saying I love them. My kid wants to go there to school, but I'm betting on Syracuse because this is what Syracuse does. They shouldn't even be in the tournament, and then when they get in, they go on runs and they destroy people that can't, you know, see and handle that zone.
Scotty, you know, I'm obviously, you know me, I'm a UConn guy, old school Big East guy, and right. You know, obviously, look, the transition to the ACC, I don't know that there's anything like it in sports. You know, the only analogy that I can make is the triple option teams in football, like Navy and Army, when they're really good. It's like when they, you know, if you know how to stop Navy on offense, you're going to stop them and you're going to hold them to, you know, 87 yards of total offense. And if you don't stop them, they're going to, you know, rush for 480 yards on you. And that's how I feel about the 2-3 zone is like, you know, it's amazing to me that these well-coached teams, you have a full week to prepare and you just show up and you have no idea what to expect. And so, you know, I'll say I thought it was going to be low scoring. I picked San Diego State, but like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. But maybe it is believable because, like you said, they do this once every 2 or 3 years where they get in as one of the last couple teams in and inevitably end up beating what we thought was a really good team prior to the tournament.
I bet on Syracuse because, and I hate them dead like you do as a UConn fan. I hate them dead. I hate them more than you. Okay. So just, you have no idea. And I went to Indiana. So we beat them in 87 down 13 with 3 minutes to go. You know what happened. So here's the deal. I bet on them because they always do this. It's not, it's, yep. it's literally, it's always, it's not every couple of years. It's always, every time they get in, they do damage. And then
right.
at some point they lose, but they do damage along the way. They leave a trail of blood. Nova's up 6 on Winthrop. I think Winthrop covers in that game. Nova still beats them. Rutgers is up 4 now. They're going to beat Clemson. There's only 3 seconds. Rutgers just won the game. Now West Virginia's up 7 on Morehead at the half. Morehead's playing great defense against West Virginia, and likewise, they're both doing in concert, playing great defense. It's a very fast game with the defense, fast hands, fast cover. What do you think of that game? Because it's 7, but it's been tied and tight, and it's just crazy, that game.
First of all, while you were giving everyone updates, Buddy Boeheim, Jim Boeheim's son, literally caught the ball, turned without looking at the basket and hit a 3. It was like Steph Curry. It's like, seriously, it's unbelievable in this tournament. You know, as far as West Virginia is concerned, what I would say is, listen, I think they'll end up winning, but this is not your vintage grandma, grandpa's West Virginia Bob Huggins team. I mean, they really, they lost a player to the transfer portal in the middle of the season. And when that happened, they went from like physical, rugged, nasty to the exact opposite. They basically play 4 guards and shoot a bunch of 3s like everybody else. So they are, as they advance in this tournament, I know you're on all over the country, Scotty, and I know a lot of the places you're on are you know, places that are legal to bet. I'm telling you, I think that they're going to win tonight, but I'm telling you, bet the overs, and the way they play is just so different than any West Virginia team that probably that we've seen under Bob Huggins, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Aaron Torres with us. I got to ask you, like, because I had North Texas in the points, and I'm telling you, I cannot believe that they actually beat them. I just had them with the points, right? And I just can't believe they beat them, because I thought they, you know, they got lucky in the Conference USA. And Purdue, I mean, the season they play, the schedule they play, you got to be kidding me. They lose to North Texas.
Dude, no, I'm 100% with you. And, you know, I'm the guy that has bet against Matt Painter, both metaphorically and literally, in all of these NCAA tournaments before. And they're just one of those teams that I feel like for the most part, they play to their seed line. You know, they get to a Sweet 16 if they're a 3, 4, 5 seed. And so I was stunned today. I'm with you, Scotty. You know, for people who've never heard of North Texas before this week, they played really good defense all year. And I thought it would be low scoring, you know, kind of like Big Ten-ish type, you know, 68-64 type final score. But I did think that Purdue would win. And, you know, the funny part about Purdue, they have a freshman point guard. And so that was my biggest concern was, you know, what's he going to do on this stage? He was the best player on the floor the entire game. So that was a wild game, and it just speaks to, I'll tell you, this tournament more than any other year. I know every year it's crazy, but this year with few fans to no fans, players in this bubble slash hotel slash, you know, don't see the light of day when they're not playing basketball. It's just a totally different vibe, totally different variables that we've never dealt with before. And I think it's going to be a crazy few days to get us to the Sweet 16. I really do. I think there's more craziness coming tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously. And I think that I don't even care, really. As you know, I'm not one for feelings. I don't care about their
No, you're not.
I don't care about their hotel problems. All I know is these kids, they're like anyone else. I want a ball. I want a ball 5 days a week. And I want a ball tomorrow. I want a ball the next day. And when you're their age, they want a ball more than me. And I want a ball 5 or 7 days a week. So all I know is those kids, you know, I know everybody thinks they're complaining about their conditions. I think they actually just want a ball. They could care less about anything else. They just want to go out and they want to win. Now, tomorrow, we got a bunch of good games tomorrow. I'm going to rip through a few with you here before you got to go.
Sure.
Georgetown and Rado. Do you think Georgetown carries over from the Big East and what Ewing had them doing? Or do you think they lose their swerve against the Buffs?
So I'll be brief. I actually really like Georgetown. I mean, I know you watch those games, Scotty, Madison Square Garden. They're big. They're physical. Their defense, the way they close. Colorado is a team that likes to bully you. This is a team that I think Georgetown wants to play the same way with bigger, more physical players. I like Georgetown tomorrow.
Yeah, so do you think that Eastern Washington can cover the fat number against Kansas? Now, remember, Kansas had to pull out. and then stop what they were doing, and now they got to start doing it again. I thought they were in a flow. I thought they were in a rhythm. I thought they had a chance in the Big 12, believe it or not. And I thought they could have, you know, played Oklahoma State or whatever. I don't even know if it would have worked out that way. But I think stopping really hurt them. Can they just turn it on and kick Eastern Washington's ass, or does the Hawks cover? They're decent.
They're very decent. Five double-figure scores at Eastern Washington. They're actually a very high-scoring team. I think the number is way too big. I actually do like Eastern Washington, especially because, as you said, I like Eastern Washington to cover, to be clear. I like Kansas to win. But as you said, Kansas limited guys in and out of the lineup. They're going to be down two guys tomorrow. Yes, I like Eastern Washington.
So I think Michigan kicks Texas Southern's ass. I had Texas Southern Thursday night. I thought they shot horribly, even worse from the line. Michigan should roll through them, even without Livers. I don't care what anybody thinks. Santa Barbara has two great guards. I think they cover against Creighton. In fact, I think they – now, I know Creighton could be tough, but they weren't tough in the Big East. Maybe they'll be tough in the tournament. Let's see a different side to them. But I think Santa Barbara's going to cover this one too.
Yeah, what the analogy I would make with Creighton is they remind me a lot of the Tennessee team that lost to Oregon State today, in that Tennessee and Creighton both a ton of hype in the preseason. They weren't really bad. If you look at the win-loss record, you wouldn't say they were awful, but they never really put it together. Tennessee never put it together this year, and I think Creighton has a lot of those same variables. So I think that they might win. I think they probably will win, but I definitely like UCSB to cover. As you said, two really good guards. You know, the thing about UCSB, their players, you know, this transfer portal world that we live in, where players transfer all the time, I'm not saying it's good or bad. Most of Santa Barbara's players started at the high major level. Their point guard started at Oregon State. Their power forward started at Oregon. They have a wing that started at DePaul. They got real players on that team at UCSB. I think they're going to give Creighton some difficulty tomorrow.
Respectfully, I got a minute. Tell me, I thought Juzang and Jacquez were brilliant for UCLA. I thought Jacquez's pump fake under the bucket in the and one was the best play of the day on Thursday. Does UCLA keep rolling against BYU? Because you know BYU's better than them, but UCLA's got that hot commodity going for them right now. They're jacked.
Yeah, no, I actually like BYU tomorrow. You know, BYU is really physical around the rim. They're not like they have two guards that are pretty good, Averett and Alex Barcelo. But you know, with UCLA, I mean, let's be honest, is if you really watched them last night, I mean, they were down for whatever it was, 80% of that game. They made a little run, good for them. They won, they deserve to win. But I actually like BYU in that game just because of the way the bracket breaks, and I don't think just because they won last night, I'm that excited about them. It's really been about 6 weeks of not playing very well, you know.
All right. Hey, Aaron, love you. Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of the games tonight, what's left of them. Basically two games, still got some chunk left. Syracuse is up 20 on San Diego State. Thanks for coming on the bench. Enjoy all the games this weekend, and I'll catch up with you real soon.
Text me off air, Scotty. I want to know who needs to be the next Indiana coach. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. You like that, huh?
Don't get me started. How about that, Carver? He rang the bell right there. He got me going right there. My heart's racing. All right, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports and the Aaron Torres podcast. Jamal Murray with a step back dagger to force overtime for the Nuggets. And then now it's Denver up 129-126 on doubles. 30 seconds left in overtime. The T-Wolves in the third, 4 minutes left, up one on the Suns, 72-71. The humanity of it all. Now it's 74s with under four to go. And the Nuggets 131-127. I'm getting massive swings here in updates. Mavericks lead in Portland at the Moda in the third. 2.5 left, 91-86 Dallas. Finals, Pacers 137-110 over the Heat. They went to Miami and absolutely slaughtered Eric Spoelstra's Heat and your boy Jimmy Buckets. Hero sandwich. Robinson, Adebayo, getting lit up. the Kings won in Boston. Brad Stevens, a genius. He's a genius. 107-96 Kings. The Sacramento Kings beat him in Boston. You know your girlfriend's cheating on you when you lose to the Kings, son. Spurs by 6 over the Cavs, the Q in Cleveland. The Magic upset the Nets tonight, 121-113. You got to be kidding me. I don't even want to look at the recap. I can't even believe what I just saw. 43 for Kyrie. Harden had 19, 4, and 9. On the other side, Gordon with 38, Fournier 31. Vucevic had 22 and 14. The double-double. There you go. Magic upset the Nets. Jazz by 3 over the Raptors down in Tampa. Isn't that where they play now? Jazz win it by 3. Pistons beat the Rockets 113-100. 19 in a row now. Is that right for the Rockets? Did you ever think you'd see the day, Carver High, that the Rockets would lose 19 games in a row? I mean... Never, right? What happened?
Never.
What are you cheering for?
Well, I got to tell you, this was an all-time. This was an all-timer here. Now, I'll give you this one quickly. So we were on the over 139.5 in the Syracuse-San Diego State game, a bet that I absolutely stopped thinking about when the Aztecs had, 30 points with 10 minutes to go in the game. Somehow, some way, back-to-back garbage threes with less than 15 seconds left to go in the game by both teams, has put the game over the cover. 140, we go over by a half. 139 and a half, we go over the total. Cover! You know what that deserves, right? Let's open one up.
Oh, Jesus. The Warriors beat the Grizzlies in Memphis 116-103. Freshies for everybody. Nuggets win that game in overtime over the Bulls by 4, 131-127. In hockey. Oh, we love hockey. Oh, hockey. The Flames beat the Leafs tonight in Toronto 4-3. You lose. The Canucks over the Canadiens in overtime in Montreal at the Bell Center. Canucks win it. Capitals beat the Rangers 2-1. The Knights lead in LA at Staples against the Kings 3-2, 3 minutes left in the second. A good one at the Tank. They're in overtime. The Blues and Sharks, 52 seconds left, and still 1-1, 52 left in the overtime. I'm watching it now. At least I have the play-by-play going on. Hurdle, say, shine. Anyway, I thought it's important that we keep our eyes on that stuff, Carver High. I did want to say the update, Nova by 3, up 3 on Winthrop. Winthrop was getting 6.5, and the West Virginia Moorhead State game, still at the half. What they did was they let them go to a massage parlor and a movie and dinner at the Olive Garden. They've been at the halftime has been going on. Has it not been going on for like a half an hour?
Yeah.
Honestly,
and the weirdest thing
where did they go?
It was the latest game that tipped because of the overtime. It's in the same arena that Purdue was. So they didn't start the game until like 10:35 East.
Right.
And now they're like dragging on halftime. I think they're probably waiting for the 10-minute mark of this Villanova game, which just hit. I think they want to stagger it so that when this game ends, there's 10 minutes left in the Villanova in the West Virginia one.
Really quick, let's look at the games for basically Sunday now, right? Illinois and Loyola of Chicago. They're playing Sunday, right? Today's Friday. They play Sunday. So the Saturday games play Monday. Who do you like there? I don't have a line or anything. Just who do you like on Sunday? Let's see. Maybe those games are out. Here it is. Illinois laying 7 to Loyola of Chicago.
Well, we know the Ramblers have that magic with them, right? Sister Jean in the house. The 7 points. A lot of magic there, but I'm probably going to go with Illinois.
Yeah, I think Illinois waxed them.
Oh, from your lips to God's ears.
Well, and then how about this one? Oregon State against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's laying 5.5 to the Beavs.
Beavers have been spunky, man. They have been on a run. Caught them again today with the cover, 8.5. If you're going to give me 5.5, a little bit more, might have to ride with the Beavers one more time.
We don't have the winner yet. Syracuse will meet the winner of West Virginia Moorhead, so Cuse is going on. And then you've got Rutgers against Houston. Houston, no line yet, but they're, you know, the number 2 seed. Rutgers, the 10 seed. Do you think Rutgers can upset Houston?
I'd love to see it, but I think it's going to be very tough with how athletic Houston is for Rutgers to do that.
Texas Tech is laying 1 to Arkansas.
That game is going to be fun. Like, that is, you talk about fast pace violence with Arkansas, the violence, the defense with Texas Tech. I like the Raiders. I like Chris Beard. I think Texas Tech's going to beat them.
Oral Roberts in Florida. Florida laying 8. Do we have a Oral Roberts? Do we have another Loyola Chicago run? Do we have a small 15 seed going to go on a run?
I'll give you this. Florida should never lay 8 points to anybody. I don't care who they're playing. Florida should never lay 8 points. So I don't know if Oral Roberts is going to win that game, but I'll be taking them with the wood on Sunday. I'll tell you that.
I think they'll beat
them. Let's get them on the money line then, too. Let's do it all. Let's make it happen.
Wisconsin's playing Baylor, the 1-9. Baylor's laying 6. And I doubted them today. I took a North Carolina, and I got burned. And then now you're telling me to take them against Baylor. I can't take Wisconsin against Baylor. I can't do it.
Me neither. I've been down on Wisconsin all year. It's actually kind of stunning that they're the one Big Ten team, you know, that made it through today.
North Texas
won't be riding them.
North Texas plays the winner of Nova Winthrop, and then Wisconsin, I told you, plays Baylor. There you go. So just so we're clear, tomorrow, here's some of the games. I talked about a lot of them with Aaron. So the ones I didn't talk about with him, I'll give to you. Abilene Christian and Texas. Texas laying 8.5. I am telling you, that Abilene Christian team, if there's one team that I've seen that can fill it up and score and run and gun and dance and give someone problems, it's them. And we've already seen Oral Roberts do it. We've already seen North Texas do it. And frankly, we saw UCLA do it. They were down 11, and they just lit it up. So I think that's going to be a great game. Texas laying 8.5. Do you think Abilene can hang with them?
Yeah, I think that is a lot of points for how much offense Abilene Christian can provide. I need Texas to win. They're one of my teams I have going to the Final Four, so I don't want to see them go out early. But 8.5, I could get involved with Abilene Christian.
So as I gamble on the games, can you hear the Boston?
Yes, now I do. Just now. Usually I don't hear him, but I hear him today.
He means business. Like every time, like if you make a bad pick, that's what the reaction is. He's just, your picks have been bad. And so he's just barking at the moon. Like, he's just like, not going to have it. You either land some big fish, bring home the, you know, fish to Papa. Your boy Boston wants a big old schnook. Oklahoma and Missouri. Oklahoma's laying 1. Who do you like in that one?
God, it's so hard. Both these teams stink. It's like hard to back either of them, but I'm probably going to lean to Oklahoma.
Gonzaga and Norfolk. Gonzaga laying 33 and a hook. By the way, Moorhead's down 1 to West Virginia. They had a 7-point lead. Now it's 1.
Wow. So 33.5 is a lot of wood. And Norfolk showed me the other night. They've got some kids that can hit some threes. There could be a little backdoor cover situation there for Norfolk in that game.
Oh, a little backdoor. Ohio and Virginia. Virginia's laying 7.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of. I don't think it's that big a deal that Virginia just got there today. And I mean, that's like a normal road game any other time of the year. I don't think it's that big a deal.
Haven't they been in prison? Like in isolation prison?
Like, I guess it bothers me they haven't really practiced, but them just getting there yet today doesn't bother me. I think they're going to beat Ohio tomorrow handily.
It says here, Syracuse stomps San Diego State.
Yeah.
That's what it says here. That's very unfortunate, Carver. UConn laying 3 to Maryland.
I like the Terps. I'm in on Maryland tomorrow. I think they're going to beat UConn straight up.
Iowa and Grand Canyon. The Hawkeyes laying 14.5 at Carver Hawkeye.
Give me the Antelopes. On the Antelope. Whoa. With that fat wood. Whoa. Let's go.
What?
Woo. Iowa's another one of these Big Ten teams. You're not going to see them around for too long. They might not lose tomorrow, but they ain't going to go deep either.
Drake and USC. USC's laying 6.
Love USC. I think that they're going to go on. They can win a couple games in this tournament. I like the kid Mobley.
Bama and Iona. Bama lands 16.5.
I mean, after what I've watched today, I kind of am leaning towards going with more dogs tomorrow. I think that these high spreads are in play. We've seen too many close games here and too many underdogs covering.
Santa Barbara and Creighton. Creighton lands 7.5.
Oh, Gauchos to win outright. We're going with the money line. Ooh. With the Gauchos tomorrow. Ooh. They're going to get it done. Get it done. I watch Creighton brick free throws. They can't shoot. They can't score. Gauchos are going to take them down.
Michigan, Texas Southern, 25.5.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Southern's just so bad offensively. You'd think that Michigan might lay one out on them. But I said I did like a lot of points the way I watched today. That might be the one that I go the other way, though, and go with Michigan.
LSU laying 1.5 to St. Bonnie.
Everybody seems to be on St. Bonnie here. I like LSU. I thought they played well against Bama and Arkansas last week. I think that they're going to beat St. Bonnie's.
I'm with you. Here we go. Really quick, because we did the other games with Aaron. Oregon laying 5.5 to VCU, and Florida State laying 10.5 to Greensboro.
Quack, 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 baby. Ducks are going to go on a ride. Give me Florida State laying that big wood.
There you go. I'll check on that hockey game that was 1-1 in overtime in San Jose. It's Pharrell on a bench. All right, Pharrell on a bench. Colorado State by a bucket over Buffalo in the NIT tonight in Fort Collins. And then Louisiana Tech won at Ole Miss in Oxford, 70-61. Louisiana Tech covered the spread of 3.5. And Colorado State covered the 1.5. As far as the games going on right now, it's Nova 58-47. Nova's up. 7.5 left on Winthrop in the game. And West Virginia's lead is slim pickings. They're up 3 with 15.5 basically left. So the Mountaineers are up by 3. As far as hockey, the Blues won that game in overtime over the Sharks. And the Knights are up 3-2 on the Kings after 2 in Lipstick City. Tomorrow, your Islanders host the Flyers. Will they get it done, Carver High?
I sure hope so after they lost to them last night. They need to avenge that loss, that's for sure.
Do you think the Barkley and Kenny Smith watch a lot of college basketball?
I mean, they need to get them off the college. They're so good with the NBA, they have no idea what's going on with these college teams. Zero.
The Suns are up 97-84 on the T-Wolves, 7:20 left. And the lead for the Mavericks is 3 over the Blazers at the Moda in Rip City, 7:15 left. That one's on NBA TV if you've had enough college basketball for the night. I don't know how that could possibly be. This Moorhead game with West Virginia is awesome. Mountaineers with a swat at the rim. So there's great games all day tomorrow, all day Sunday, all day, Monday, right? Like, so it's straight through Monday. So we're good to go. Have a kick-ass weekend. Carver High will be on In-Game Live tomorrow with Smitty from 4 to 8. And I'll be watching the games. I'll tweet during some of the games at Pharrell on Grid and at Scott Pharrell. See how the day's going. Get all the snags for everything across the board at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Good night.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.